أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلى الله مرجعكم وهو على كل شيء قدير ألا إنهم يثنون صدورهم ليستخفوا منه ألا حين يستغشون ثيابهم يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه عليم بذات الصدور. These are ayat number 4 and 5 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous verses spoke about two invitations that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given mankind at large. One is the worship of Allah Ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la, and the second is to make istighfar and tawbah, to repent and to be sincere in that repentance to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala concluded that if man turns away from that, then obviously he will have to face the consequences on the day which in that ayat, Yawmin Kabir, the great day. Allah Ta'ala continues, إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is your return. There is no other way that man is going to go. This life, like how a human came into this world, he will have to exit from this earth and he will have to go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without any exception. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is powerful over all things. There is no one that can challenge that power of Allah, and there can be nobody that can escape the day of Qiyamah. Now in the next ayah, ayah number 5, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about multiple different matters that occurred in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was the munafiqun. The munafiq was such that there were some of them that they would say what they wanted to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when they would come into close proximity to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would sway their chests away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would cover their heads, their faces, so they would not be identified, and in that way they will walk away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was one aspect with regards to that. The second aspect was that the kuffar, they themselves sometimes would close themselves in their rooms, they will cover their bodies, and they will ask the question, can Allah Ta'ala see me in this condition? Can Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala see me in this state? Then we find the condition of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were so bashful, they were so modest, that even at the time when they would go to relieve themselves or when they would approach their wives, then they would feel that to be in a state of unclothedness was not befitting the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So they would then sway their bodies and they will bend their chest over so that they would feel that that is some kind of covering of their aura, and they will cover themselves with some kind of sheet, some kind of lungi, so that their bodies will not be totally exposed even if they would go to make ghusl or they would go to relieve themselves, etc. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses all the three different issues, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ala innahum yasnuna sudurahum liyastaghfu min, behold, they fold their chests, that is over their bodies, and so that they may hide from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ala hina yastaghshuna thiyabahum, behold, that condition when they wrap themselves in their clothes. Now for all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya'lamu ma yusidduna wa ma yu'alinun. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows what they hide, wa ma yu'alinun, and what they expose, what they reveal. All of it is known to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The issue of the munafiqeen is quite understood. The issue of the kuffar is understood. The issue of why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about this when Sahaba had done it out of the bashfulness and modesty, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not want this to become a precedent for this ummah. Otherwise, it would have become very difficult for the latter part of the ummah to practice upon Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's practice. Innahu alimum bidhati sudur. Certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of whatever is in the hearts. All of that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.